You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope you all had a terrific week, and most importantly, I hope you made time to pray to Jesus. There's nothing more important than prayer, and the more we learn how to use prayer, the easier and happier our lives become. All we have to do is pray to Jesus at least once a day. Talk to Him like He's our best friend, and share with Him whatever is on our minds. Prayer lets us build a relationship with Jesus, and the more we pray, the stronger our relationship becomes. In time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us and let Him handle it. When we do, we find ourselves living life in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or stress. For too many years, I had very little faith because I hardly went to church and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. Luckily, in 2010, through a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was Walk with Jesus. And how, when we adopt this concept, we can lead easier lives because we will never feel alone and will always feel the Lord's presence with us, giving us strength and confidence to go through whatever we are faced with. On today's show, I want to share with you something that's very important because it affects how we pray and the outcome. Today's topic is, don't just pray, believe. As Christians, we have all been blessed with a magnificent tool to use, and that tool is prayer. But just like with any tool, we have to use it properly or it will not work. I hear too often people saying things like, oh, my prayers are never heard, or I tried praying, but it was just a waste of time. It's sad when people say those things, but the problem isn't that their prayers weren't heard or that they spent useless time praying. The problem is they didn't believe in what they were praying for. We've talked a lot about prayer in this show. I strongly believe in prayer. But if the person praying is just rattling off words, sometimes as quickly as possible, without any thought or belief that what they are praying for will happen, then yes, I hate to say it, but their prayers are probably not being heard. Yes, they're probably wasting their time. When we pray, we have to make sure our prayers are heard, not by yelling, but by being 100% focused on what we are praying for, and most importantly, believing it can and will happen. That's how prayer works, and that's how we get our prayers heard and answered. In the Bible it says, Mark chapter 11, verse 24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. This Bible verse validates what I just said, that whatever we ask for in prayer, we must believe that it will happen. And we can't just pray on something once. No, we must pray on it and pray on it, showing the Lord that we are committed to what we are praying for, and we must show Him we believe He will grant us what we are asking for. Don't just pray, believe is how we get our prayers heard and answered. For we must believe with all our hearts that the Lord is listening. When we show Him that we are committed to what we are praying for, by demonstrating that we trust Him and believe in Him, we do get results. Understanding that we must believe in what we are praying for is another part of living life as a Christian. Today we are talking about don't just pray, believe. Whenever we ask for things in life, a raise at the office, an extension on a loan, or some other request, I'll bet during those times, we demonstrate strong sincerity and commitment to what we are asking for. Well, prayer is no different. Why should the Lord grant us something if we are completely haphazard in our asking? No, we must demonstrate when we pray that we truly believe in the Lord and that we believe He will hear and answer our prayers. Patience is important too, which is why we have to keep praying on whatever we are asking for. So not only does the Lord know we are committed to our request, but it gives Him the time He needs to work behind the scenes, bringing us to where He wants us to be. Our prayers may not be answered the way we want, but I can assure you, if the Lord has something else in mind, we will wind up in a better place and almost always a lot better than we could have ever imagined. So remember, don't just pray, believe, and see what happens. The first song I'm going to play today has an important message. The song is called, For I Have Lost My Way. When I wrote this song, I thought about my struggle to reconnect with Jesus and how ashamed I was that the relationship that I thought I once had drifted away to nothing. In the verses, we hear what I was going through, reaching out to Jesus through prayer and trying hard to reconnect with Him. Then in the chorus, my plea to Jesus, asking Him through prayer to take me back and be part of my life. The words in the chorus are, Oh God, can you reach out to me? I'm afraid, full of fear, and I cannot see. Hear me, Lord, and stretch out your hand, for I have lost my way. Please listen now to my song, For I Have Lost My Way.
Oh Lord, can you hear me? I'm alone in trouble. I used to pray and talk to you, but I have drifted and stumbled, so empty inside. Even when I kneel, the pain is strong and it will not heal. Help me, Lord, come back to you. Forgive the mistakes I cannot. I'm afraid, full of fear, and I cannot see. Hear me, Lord, oh, please stretch out your hand. For I have lost my way. I used to like when you were leading me, but then I thought I'd be fine on my own. So like a fool, I drifted away. Now I'm misplaced and all alone. It makes no sense to live like this. To be close to you is what help me, Lord, to find my faith. I need you, God. I can no longer wait. Oh, God, can you reach out to me? I'm afraid, full of fear, and I cannot see. Hear me, Lord. All I live for. How did it get to be this way? I felt content with you as my guide. as confident and strong with you at my side. Oh God, can you reach out to me? I'm afraid, full of fear, and I cannot see. Hear me, Lord, oh please stretch out your
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Today we are talking about don't just pray, believe. So how exactly do we show the Lord that we truly believe in what we are praying for? Well, first, let's examine the process of prayer. When we're invited to a guest's house for dinner, do we just walk in, sit at the table, and demand the meal? Of course not. We start off with nice amenities, thanking them for inviting us, and making sure they know we are grateful for the invitation. Well, guess what? Prayer is no different. When we pray, we always begin by letting Jesus know how much we love him and how thankful we are for all we have. Share with him what we are thankful for, such as our spouse, our children and family, our home, and the things most important to us. Then we should pray for others, those that are sick, those who may be struggling with a need like finances, relationship problems, employment, or any other need we are aware of. Then we are free to talk with Jesus about our needs. And when we do, we must demonstrate to him our sincerity in what we are asking him for. Let's suppose we're miserable with our job. The hours are very long, the commute is horrible, and the pay is low. But we can't afford to quit because we need the money to pay our bills. Don't just ask Jesus for a new job. Talk with him deeply and let him know all the reasons why we are troubled and share with him how we need his help. We might think a new job is the only solution, but as I have said before, the Lord focuses on what he wants for us. Using this example, share with Jesus all the issues we are dealing with and how stressed we are. Ask him to remove this burden from us. Be sure that when we do not take the burden back. Continue this practice every time we pray and give the Lord time. If we do as I suggest, two things should happen. First, if we were successful in giving the burden to Jesus and not taking it back, we should feel more at ease and no longer stressing over the job. The hours won't seem as long and the commute won't be as bad. Even the pay will seem better. I can't explain why, but I can tell you from personal experience that when we pray in this manner and relinquish our burden to the Lord, everything about it becomes easier to deal with. The second thing that will happen is the Lord's solution. It might be a new job at a different company, perhaps one closer to where we live and for better pay. Or remember, with the Lord, anything is possible, so that means there are many possibilities. When we don't just pray, but believe in what we pray for and show the Lord that we are committed to Him and what we are asking for, we will have our prayers answered, whether it's what we want or something better the Lord wants. So as we go through our week, remember, don't just pray, believe. Understanding how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. Today's topic is, don't just pray, believe. It makes perfect sense that we must believe in what we pray for. Otherwise, how else will our Lord know we are sincere about what we are asking for? In the Bible it says, John chapter 15, verse 7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This Bible verse stresses the need for us to believe in Jesus, and when we believe in Him, we must also believe in what we pray for when we do, our prayers are heard and answered. Don't just pray, believe is a practice that we as Christians must adhere to in order for us to get the most out of our prayers and for the Lord to help us with our needs. Whenever we pray, we must let Jesus know that we believe in Him and what we are praying for. The next song I'm going to play is a fun, upbeat worship song called Give Music to the Lord. Throughout the Bible, there are many references to singing as a form of worship. The Lord wants to hear us sing, no matter what type of voice we have, because when we sing His praises, we are worshiping our Lord. In the song verses, we hear how great it feels when we sing our praises to the Lord, and then in a chorus, what it means when we give music to the Lord. Please listen now to my song, Give Music to the Lord.
A chance to truly pray.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate Pentecost Sunday. In the gospel, we hear that even though the doors were locked in fear of the Jews, Jesus appeared to the apostles and said, "Peace be with you." After showing them his hands and his side, he once again said, "Peace be with you," and then said, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." After saying that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The apostles are now filled with the Holy Spirit. The psalm for today is Psalm 104, "Lord, send out your Spirit." This psalm celebrates God's creative force and the continuous renewal of creation. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text with a modern melody and arranged it with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 104, "Lord, send out your Spirit."
Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit. And we from which they came, you send forth your Spirit, and they are created, and you renew the face of the Lord. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the May my
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Saying Thank You. How does one acknowledge God's blessings, you might ask? Simple, just say, thank you, Lord. Another way is to share with others, especially the church family, how God is blessing you. That brings hope and encouragement to others who may also need to think of the blessings they have received. What blessings have you received? Do you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, and a place to sleep? How about money in the bank, in your wallet, or spare change in a dish? Did you wake up this morning with more health than illness? Even waking up is a reason for praise. Maybe you've never had to experience the fear of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation. Do you attend a church meeting without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death? Can you hold your head up and smile? If you're listening to this, you are more blessed than the estimated 360 million people in the world who cannot hear. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.